President John Evans Atta Mills has charged politicians to strongly defend the country's democratic credentials. He said the 2012 elections are a test case that Ghanaians must collectively pass with excellence. At a Christmas get-together with staff at the presidency at the castle, President Mills said Ghanaians want peace so that the country can develop. To this end, government will do everything in its power to ensure that election 2012 is free, fair and transparent.
Next year also, we are going to have our elections. We want peace. We want the elections to be free and fair. And we want Ghanaians to choose their leaders. No one can impose leaders on Ghanaians. And in spite of what people say, Ghanaians are concerned only about one thing. They want development, but they know that without peace, there can be no development. So we politicians especially owe them a debt to ensure that there is peace before and after the elections. We have our democratic ideals, democratic credentials to defend, and I can assure you we'll defend these credentials very, very, very stoutly.
President Mills said, though 2011 has been a challenging year, it recorded the highest economic growth rate in the history of Ghana. He charged people in authority to be judicious, transparent, and accountable.
There have been disagreements, yet in spite of all these, we have been able to record the highest economic growth rate in the history of our dear nation. And my brothers and sisters, no one can deny that the month of December this year has been the best for our nation so far. And that gives us hope and confidence for the future. I'm referring, of course, to the IMF's approval for the CDB loan of $3 billion. This is going to open many doors. It is going to create more opportunities. But let me sound a note of caution, especially those of us who are entrusted with the running of this country. We have to be judicious. We have to be transparent and accountable. Above all, whatever we do, we must be mindful of the need to work in the interest of Mother Ghana.
President Mills thanked the castle staff for their dedication, patriotism and sacrifices. He said they will be rewarded appropriately in due course as 2012 presents a lot of hope.
My deepest gratitude goes to each and every one of you. You have supported us ably, confidently, with determination. And if we have chalked any successes, it is partly attributable to your commitment. I would want, therefore, on behalf of my colleagues in government, to say a big thank you to each and every one of you. You know that I have had the privilege of having worked with you for 4 years as Vice President. And indeed, I'm always impressed by the commitment of the staff, the sacrifices that you have been making. It is not that we are ungrateful. We know that sometimes you ask yourself, can't we, like Oliver Twist, ask for more? But I'm also hopeful that a time will come when you will not ask. It will be given to you. I'm hopeful for the year 2012. 2012 is going to give us a number of opportunities.
President John Evans Atta Mills.